Evening, everybody. First of all, just a very quick apology, just that I couldn't make that question and answer session earlier on this afternoon, but my team and I were tasked with trying to locate a suspect that's outstanding for an incident which occurred this morning in Danbury, whereby there was a road accident, number of vehicles involved, two people made off from one of the vehicles involved, one was arrested and one is still outstanding, so we were tasked with that at very short notice, so apologies for not making that, but I'll do another one this coming Sunday between 5:30 and 7. Just a very quick overview of the first 4 weeks of the new team that I'm part of. I'm one of three inspectors on the new operational support group, which is a tactical team for the whole of Essex, or Essex Police rather. Each team has got three sergeants and 21 PCs. We have a number of different ways that we are tasked. We have spontaneous requests for assistance, such as phone calls from various different departments around the force wanting our help with search warrants, out of force arrest attempts, house-to-house inquiries and so on. We deploy on large scale public disorder incidents. We police football matches, and we've done a couple of Colchester United games in the first 4 weeks. We've got Braintree versus Luton this coming Saturday. We also get tasked operations which come out of the fortnightly tasking meeting at headquarters. And some of the operations that we've been working on and are still working on include dwelling burglary issues around the South End area, around the Clacton area. We've got another operation which revolves around dwelling burglary around Chigwell, Lout and Brentwood, vehicle crime issue in Southend, vehicle crime issue in Basildon. Now, I talk about these towns in the general terms, but we are talking about just small parts of these towns and a number of offences which are committed against properties and vehicles which are insecure. And I've said this before, you know, please just make sure that your homes and your vehicles are secured as best you can. You know, if you use a remote key on your vehicles, just make sure it's locked, etc., etc. So some of these offences can certainly be minimised and prevented completely. We've had a number of successes, our team certainly. We've had 53 arrests in the first 4 weeks. We've seized a number of vehicles whereby people are stopped that don't have car insurance or vehicle insurance or have the correct driving licence, etc. So, a lot of successes in the first 4 weeks, and I'll try and keep the updates coming.